Continuing with Bimei Matityahu, Masar Tegiborim Biad Chalashim V'Rabim Biad Ma'atim Tmeim Biad Tahorim Mishan Biad Tzadikim V'Zeidim Biad Oskei Soras Secha. So we have a list of five things over here, and I think we might have asked yesterday already that I understand the miracle in giving over the Giborim to the Chalashim and the Rabim to the Ma'atim, because you would have expected the Giborim and the Rabim to win. But why would you more expect Tmeim to win over Tahorim, or Risham to win over Tzadikim, or Zedim to win over Oskei Torah Secha? What's the extra miracle in that, that it's the Tahorim that won, or the Tzadikim that won? Some say, no, the Pasha Pshah is the last three things in this list are the reasons why the first two things on the list took place, that the reason why the Chalashim and the Ma'atim won against the Giborim and the Rabim is because they were Tzadikim, and they were Tahorim, and they were Oskei Torah Secha. It could be. You don't see that difference in the last three things on the list. Chaim Kanievsky goes on and explains why you actually would have expected Tmeim to win. Because Tahorim, because they want to stay Tahor, they only have certain type of weapons they could use. They could shoot arrows, but they don't want to actually be touching the dead body and becoming Tameh. So therefore, that's another, like, less of a reason why they would win, because like it affects their means of fighting. And also, he brings a list of different chazals that say that whenever there's a fight between a Rasha and a Tzaddik, generally the Rasha is going to win. He brings a whole list of Gemaras that say that straight out, that the Rasham went over the Tzaddikim here in this world. And V'zeidim biyad oskei sarasecha, so that's the most pashut one, because people that learn Torah, so first of all, it says in many places of Chazal that learning Torah weakens the body, that it wears away the body. So therefore, they're less likely to win a war. And also, if the Oskei Torah Secha, what are they going to know about battle plans and strategies? You can't just take a couple of kids out of a Beis Midrash, then they're going to know how to fight. And that also added to the fact they had less of a chance of winning, and that was miraculous that specifically the Oskei Torah Secha are the ones that won. Another pshat in these five things over here is that Rav Chana Wasserman says that when he saw how the Nazis were fighting their battle in World War II, and he said they used so many means that the Jews would never even think about, would never even touch upon, making the different cartoons that just ridiculed and made fun of the Jews and having them clean the streets and rip out their beards and just completely be mavaza them. So they use so many methods that a Jew couldn't even use those methods. It's so beyond a Jewish sensitivity to use the type of methods that the Nazis used. And therefore, that's another reason why the Goyim had the upper hand. Because since we're Tahorim, and since we're Tzadikim, there's a lot of things that we would never do that they would do. And that also made us less likely to win. A pshat there of Yanka Legalinsky brings down in Vihigadata is that so you have Rishoim against Tzadikim. So a Tzadik, he still has inside of him a Yetzihara, not to be a Tzadik. He has within him a little part that wants to not be a Tzadik. But a Rasha doesn't have a Yetzihara to be a Tzadik. So, in other words, the fact that Rishoim were given over to the hands of the Tzadikim, or the Tameim to the hands of the Tahorim, where the Tahorim and the Tzadikim, to be 100% Torah, 100% of a Tzadik, is very rare. There's always going to be some parts of Russia within the person, and still they won. Even though the Rishoim were complete 100% Rishoim, and the Tzadikim, it's much harder to be 100% a Tzadik than 100% of Russia, still they beat out. That was another pshat. Continues the tefillah. Oh no! Before, v'zeidim biyad oskei torah secha has hinted within it a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Mizmor Kuf Yutes, pasuk nun, that says zeidim helitzuni ad ma'od mitorascha lo natisi. So the zeidim and Oskei Torah Secha beating them out, those words are hinted at in a pasuk in Tehillim, that Zedim are those that would ridicule David HaMelech for his learning of the Torah and his involvement in mitzvahs. Zedim, what does Zedim do? They ridicule, make fun of, cheapen those that want to follow Torah and mitzvahs. Zedim helitzuni ad ma'od, and yet still, what does David HaMelech say? Mitoreschalon atisi, I didn't stray away from your Torah. I clung hard to your Torah. So even though when people make fun of us or look at what we're doing as, you know, being something from the dark ages, what are you doing sitting holding old manuscripts and Torah scrolls, Zedim Helitzuni, but still, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them over, Biad Oske Sora Secha. Like David says, Mitoras Cholonatisi. Then the Pasuk, the Tefillah continues. Ulucha Asita Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Ba'olamecha. In this war, Kadosh Baruch Hu made for himself a Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Ba'olamecha in the world. He spread his great name. The name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is how he reveals himself within this world. He made his name famous. The Greek culture, nobody could beat them. They overcame so many countries and so many large expanses of land. And the small Jewish people, a small group within them, beat them. That made a tremendous name for a Kadosh Baruch Hu within the world. The Midrash says, what does it mean, Hashem Gadol? We say Yisgadol, right? Yisgadol Shemei Rabba, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu name becomes great and Kadosh within the world. What makes that happen? So it says in the Yikra Rabba, Kaf Dalet, Amar Bishum Bayochai, Ematai Shmosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Misgadol Ba'olamo. When does a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name become great within this world? Bashah Sha'osa Midas Adin Barishaim. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes retribution and punishes the Rishaim in front of the rest of the world, that makes his name great, as it says in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, V'hitkadalti, V'hitkadashti, V'nodati, Le'enei Goyim Rabim. When does Kadosh Baruch Hu's name become great and Kadosh in the world? When he makes himself known in the eyes of the Goyim by punishing those that fought against him. And that's what happened over here, Ulucha Asita, Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Ba'olamecha, by taking revenge against the Greeks. And also, Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out over here that this works very much in line with a Midrash, that it says in Midrash Chanukah that when the Chashmonaim were fighting against the Greeks, they had a specific tefillah they said. And this was the words that they said in the tefillah, it says in the Midrash. The Kaiser Davin Tashem, and they said, Ribono Sha'olam, Goloi V'yadua Lefanecha, it's known and revealed in front of you. Shalo Amanu Lihilachim Kenegdom. The only reason why we stood up to fight against the Greeks, you know, this made no sense at all, was because is for Shimcha HaGadol, Shalit Bazav HaGoyim, that your name shouldn't be stepped on, shouldn't be humiliated amongst the Goyim, that look how your people are treated, look how your Torah is treated, so we wanted to stand up and fight for your name. So you see, that was their whole goal, was for Shimcha HaGadol, and that's why when we want to say, and what's the sign of the victory of the war, that which they daven for, Shimcha HaGadol, that's what was achieved. Ulucha Asita Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Ba'olamecha. That's what happened. So that's what they originally had daven for in the beginning of the war, and that was the climax of the war, when he made a Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Ba'olamecha for himself. Ula Amcha Yisrael Asita Teshua Gedola Uforkan Kayam Azeh. This phrase, Teshua Gedola, we find also in the Tanakh, when it talks about David beating Goliath, the term that it says in the Navi also is Teshua Gedola. When the small little beats the strong huge, so that's called a Teshua Gedola. Uforkan Kayam Azeh, that's that they were, Uforkan is Pidyon, they were redeemed. The heavy yoke of the Greeks over them, where they didn't let them do anything towards the end of the Greek galus, so that was lifted from them. So here, and we have four things here: dvir besecha, hechalecha, mikdashecha, and katos katshecha. So dvir is the kodesh kadoshim. The term used for the Kodesh Kodashim. The reason why is because the Dibur of Hashem came out from between the Kruvim in the Kodesh Kodashim. The Dibur, that's why it's called Dvir. The Kodesh Kodashim is called Dvir. So now Banecha, the Banim of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, were able to return to the Kodesh Kodashim. They had access to there, which they didn't have before. Ufinu Esheichalecha, they cleared out the Heichal. The Heichal is the room outside the Kodesh Kodashim, the Kodesh. That's where the menorah was, that's where the Shochan was, the Mizmeach HaZahav. And they cleared it out. What did they clear it out from? It was filled with avodah zarahs and statues and psalim and all that that the Greeks stuck in there, of their different avodah zarahs. So they cleared it out. So you see from over here, the Maharal says that the Greeks weren't able to enter the Kodesh Kodashim. That they weren't able to put avodah zarah into. All they were able to get to was the Heichal. So that's why all they need to be mefana to clear out was the hegel finu techalecha. But by dvir kachecha, the klaiso was able to get back there, but they didn't have to clear anything out from there. And that's also medirk in the Gemara in Shabbos with shoks of Chanukah and Kaf Aleph and Beis. It says kishenichnasu yivanim lehechal. When the yivanim, when the Greeks got to the hegel, they filled it up with avodah zarah. So you see, only the hegel they filled it with avodah zarah, not further than that. V'tiru es mikdashecha. Mikdashecha is even outside the Kodesh. That's more broad, all in the base of Mikdash area. And tiru means that they took all the vessels that could be toveled in a mikvah, and they toveled everything in the mikvah because they were contaminated by the goyim, by the Greeks. So v'tiru mikdash, they were metahir everything in a mikvah, all the clay shares, everything that could be dipped in a mikvah was dipped in a mikvah. And this is a very surprising phrase, because what do you mean? The neros of the menorah, which would seem that that's what we're referring to, and there's like a hint here to the neis pach hashemen, the miracle with the oil. Where do you light the menorah? You light the menorah in the heichal, in the kodesh. So why are they lighting neros in the chatzer, in the chatzos kachecha? First of all, chatzos, why is it called in plural chatzos? The chatzeros, so. And Sefer Melachim Beis Parakaf Aleph also calls it Chatzos, Chatzos Beis Hashem. And the Metzudos over there explains that the reason why it's called Chatzos is because there was the Ezros Yisrael, there was Ezros Kohenim. That's what's called Chatzos. We'll pick up from here.